Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading into the weekend, a big weekend in sports. At the moment, looking up at the TV, seeing the Ryder Cup in action on USA. As we're going to break down all these college NFL games. It's huge, man. Major League Baseball, we hit on that. Going into the break, barely touched on everything that's happened, everything that could happen over the next 3 days. Welcome back, Bet Sweats. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you to the Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Subscribe to the BetMGM Network video pages over there. Sam, Friday feels, man, all this going on. It's impactful sports. The NFL is the NFL. Like, every weekend matters. But college football, we go from kind of the cupcakes, easy way to get to a 3-0, 4-0 start. Those now out of the way. Jumping into conference play with some mega matchups. The Ryder Cup in the last 3 days of the regular season. If we're being honest, for the most part in baseball, we've been on cruise control for a while. And now you're heading into this weekend trying to figure out all these scenarios. I mean, it's been going on for a couple weeks, but it kicks into high gear coming up this weekend. What are you feeling this Friday?
I feel even better about Alabama beating Georgia, going to be honest with you. And I started yesterday to pulled the bear with me because he was off the game. Ooh. And I started telling him about how I felt about the game and how some other people felt about the game. And then he said, you know, Herb Street likes Bama too, which didn't change my temperature. I'm like, whatever.
What about the
so
dog?
At the end of the show, Bear goes, I might get on Bama with you. And then we leave New York. We all go our separate ways. I get ready to get on the train and go back to Boston. Bear gets on a flight to God knows where. Actually, he's going to Champaign this week because that's where Big Noon Kickoff is. And then Jeff goes back to Charlotte. Bear starts putting his bear bites out. Gambling nuggets, trends, things like that. Mm-hmm. As an underdog, Bear writes, Kalen DeBoer's teams have won 8 of 11 games outright and covered 9 of 11. Yeah, buddy. Oh, but Alabama's done. Alabama lost to Florida State, so they're going to lose to this one. They're going to lose to Georgia. Well, of course they are. Georgia's better, and Georgia's at home. Nah. Roll Tide.
You feel even better about it because you got there a couple days ago, but now on a Friday morning, you're like, I'm as confident as ever. Feel so good about Bama winning this game.
Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
It does feel, between the two big games, it does feel like, and this is probably going to happen a lot, but it does feel like, okay, one of these dogs, 3 or 3.5, is going to win outright. It's a matter of picking out which one, and then the other favorite's probably going to win. So
Oregon's
Bama's dog,
going to be in the room,
Penn
though.
State.
That's my prediction. We're going to get to the room. Paul will have the college games that the room likes. I think Oregon plus 3.5 is, I don't want to use the L word, but I feel like there's a very high chance that Oregon is in the room.
So in other words, what I'm saying is a two-leg parlay of Penn State, Bama, is that the worst idea in the world?
No, you got to do Penn State for Dave. And if you want to do Moneyline instead of 3.5, I understand. If you don't want to lay points with Penn State, fine. We know the story with Franklin. 4-20 all time against top 10 teams. That's not against the spread. That's straight up. So if you're squeamish about laying points with Penn State, I hear you. But if you do Penn State to win, Alabama to win, may have to concoct something here during this segment. Mm-hmm. I also feel some type of way. I don't know why this is. I laugh every time the NFL is going overseas because I think back to 2016 when we started doing Chicken Dinner Together. And at the time, we used to be very, very conservative with our picks. I believe we would do 4 picks a show, and we did 1 show a week. You would do 2, I would do 2, right? Isn't that how we started? We were very conservative. We didn't give a lot of bets out.
It wasn't like it is now where you have all these prop options and, you know, you could bet these games a million different ways.
So we got to mid-October and the picks were doing pretty well. And then you came in and said, I like over 30 in Giants and Rams. I said, 30? Over 30? And you go, yeah, it's the London game. And I remember saying, why? Why do you like the over? You go, I just got a feeling. Let me read you the AP story from October 23rd, 2016. Uh-huh. Giants 4 interceptions, key in 17-10 win over Rams in London. The New York Giants capitalized on 4 interceptions of Case Keenum to defeat the Los Angeles Rams 17-10 Sunday in the first NFL game played at London's home of English rugby. The pick lost, and we went sideways directly after.
Hey, man, you can't predict turnovers.
Oh, man, nothing like sweating the London over at 10 a.m. in the morning.
So dumb.
17-10, Case Keenum just threw his 3rd interception. I'll never forget that. I don't know why. I always remember the London over, 2016.
I got a feeling. I sound like the bartender. So stupid. I got a feeling. We've all grown. Oh, man. Yeah, I almost forgot about that until you brought that up to me. Pain. Maybe that's why I don't bet these morning games. I have no interest. Like, I have no interest this week. I could give you an opinion on the game, but with travel, there are so many things that are up in the air. Like, I don't know. I don't know how these teams are going to show up. Minnesota, they've been like a roller coaster of a team. Which version of them is going to show up from week to week? I have no idea. During their first game, they are a roller coaster of a team. But yeah, I hate betting the international games. And we've got international games the next 4 Sundays, right? Yeah. This week, you've got Dublin. Next week, London. Then London again. Then London for a 3rd straight week. Jeez. Yeah, I'll be on the air when it's going on, and I don't want to talk about it. I'm not interested.
Vikings are there 2 straight weeks, aren't they? Aren't they playing Cleveland in London? Yeah, they are. So the Vikings get the Dublin game and the London game back-to-back Sundays.
Steelers and the Browns playing the AFC North. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. And so then you've got these 4 in a row. And then later in the year, you've got Berlin. You've got November 9th, Falcons Colts. And then right after that, you've got Madrid. My God, 7 international games. It's kind of ridiculous. All right, here's my Friday feels. I didn't expect this to be on the docket today, but I kind of got here as we took a step back. When was Raleigh's 60th homer? Was that 2 nights ago? Everybody's going nuts.
That sounds right. Moves. Sounds right.
Wednesday night, yeah.
Okay, he becomes a $2 favorite for AL MVP. It finally flips. We thought that was very interesting, and we didn't call it over. It's still the closest awards race in Major League Baseball going into the final weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Raleigh's at 60. Right now the Yankees are tied for the division lead. It's the Yankees and the Orioles this weekend. Cal, Raleigh has the Dodgers. Okay? Now, if Raleigh has a big weekend, he can sew it up. He can lock it up. Everybody's going to have eyeballs on it anyways. And now you get the Dodgers involved. And, by the way, last game of the year, Kershaw's going. So maybe he gets like 62 homers or something off Kershaw. Maybe ties Judge. That's a possibility. However, the more I think about it, okay, you've got the Yankees. They could lock up the division in the final weekend. What if Judge goes off? Like, I think it could flip again, and they're the one seed. And then I started looking at the metrics. Okay, I know these are somewhat close. It's got to be, right? It's got to be like almost a tie because the market completely flipped just by getting to that sexy number of 60. Not so much. Fangraphs WAR. Judge is at 9.8 this morning. So what if he has a big weekend? He gets to 10. Raleigh is at 9.0. BWAR, baseball reference WAR. Judge is up by two full wins. It's 9-2 to 7-2. So my Friday feels is Judge has a big weekend. They take the division, partly because of him. They get the one seed. He's going to steal it back. It feels like right now it's Raleigh's, but I think Judge could very well steal it back this weekend. And you're getting Judge probably, yeah, you're getting him at the best price you've had available all year.
I think sportsbooks are tired of guessing because I'm looking at MGM right now and they do not have the American League MVP up. They've got the National League, Ohtani minus 10,000. So they'll let you bet that. They do not have the American League MVP, but guess what they threw up late last night? One of our favorite markets, World Series MVP.
Let's go.
I was scanning that thing last night. Oh, what's Tatis Jr.? 33 to 1. What's Manny Machado? 33 to 1. Just looking at Padres that I like. Because you could bet this before the playoffs start, and obviously the market shrinks as we get through the postseason. They do not have American League MVP up, though, to your point, on how this market has been back and forth, back and forth.
Jake, where you at on this? I just think after the season settles in, the numbers are final, and a lot of these voters take a look at him and see, he was two wins better. Yeah, it was awesome for Raleigh, but Judge is the most valuable player. That's where I'm at right now.
I am of the thought that the only way that Cal Raleigh wins is if he hits 63 and breaks Judge's record. Ooh. You have people on Twitter who are saying, oh, well, I'd like to see Judge get behind the plate and squat back there and call nine innings. The Mariners have the 15th best ERA in the majors. Let's not make it sound like Cal Raleigh's doing a masterclass with this pitching staff. He's good. It's great. Awesome. Nothing away from him. But I think Judge is lapping him in batting average, OPS, on base percentage. I think Raleigh, the only way he wins is if he hits 63, which he could totally do. But I think you're right, Joe. If the Yankees win this division, which it looks like they're going to because the Blue Jays are a hot pile of garbage, I think he wins. The Yankees aren't anywhere near where they're at without him. And that was evidenced when he was on the injured list and they lost like 7 out of 10.
Plus 185 for Judge.
I stared
last
at
time
it.
You had that price.
I stared at it a lot last night.
Yeah. So if Raleigh hits a homer tonight, what does it go to? It's going to be up there.
It's going to be, I mean, 250, 3 to 1.
Yeah.
What's the bet?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the bet? I mean,
Judge. Bet Judge.
Yeah, I mean, family hostage, Judge.
As much as the first thing that most voters look at right now is WAR.
I don't ever remember in this era where, and I could be wrong, please let me know if I am, where you had someone that said war was two wins more on one player and they don't win the MVP. Like, that's crazy. Just what it is.
And he's almost a 10-win player, yeah. Right?
Yeah, the Fangraphs judge is almost at 10. Like, that's crazy. It's nuts.
That's good.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. That's what I'm feeling, man. I think after all that madness the other day, oh, Raleigh's going to be the MVP. I think that's what people want to happen. And there are a lot of people that have bets on that, which I understand, rooting for your bet. It's an awesome – you had a great call so far. I don't know that it gets home. I would say that the voters are going to take a chill pill. And then they're like, man, this is an all-time season for Judge. And he's the man. He did some awesome stuff too. So Jake wants Jackson Merrill for his World Series MVP ticket. He's calling it now 55-1.
Oh, I love that we've all gotten to the Padres at different points. I love this.
Yeah. Even though we don't know who the hell they're playing. I want to see that. If it's the Cubs, you're going to be really happy because you were in on the Padres no matter what. And now they're going against a team that you despise the most and the fan base you despise the most. And maybe you should jump on a recap. That's what I'm thinking. After one of the games.
Recap's going to be so good. He's going to have Craig Counsell halfway out the door already before the series even starts.
Oh my God.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Is he still wearing the purse? I lose track.
The purse? Well, like,
yeah,
a fanny pack?
He's been wearing a purse. He's been carrying a purse around recently.
I didn't know this. What's in the... Oh. I don't care. I really don't.
Don't know.
Unbelievable. Joe O. Sammy P. College football plays for this weekend. I'll finally try to wrestle it out of Sammy. See if he's in on this Illini game. Got some good news for the Illini. We'll talk about it on the other side. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.